Phone Boy Speaks, episode 867, They Live. There's a movie that came out in the late 1980s called They Live, and I personally didn't know about it. It was apparently not a hugely successful box office film. It made money, but not a ton of money. Well, and if you hear the subject matter of this particular movie, you'll probably figure out why pretty quickly. Perhaps the biggest star in this movie was a particular wrestler that was popular at the time, Roddy Piper. He was in the WWF at the time. I think it's now WWE. God, I don't pay attention to that stuff. But so the movie did not have I would say like an all-star cast. I mean, a lot of, so kind of B actors is kind of what it looks like. But the story is actually first rate, and it's based on a short science fiction story called 8 o'clock in the Morning, by Ray Nelson, and it has a telling tale to it, is that the character in this movie wakes up and realizes that what he's seen, or what he's seen up until now, has maybe been a lie, and so he finds a pair of sunglasses that allows him to see the world for what it really is, and so he'll look at different magazines and advertising and stuff, and he'll see phrases like obey, or stay asleep, or this is your God. When there's a scene where he's holding a wad of American money, and it says this is your God, which is kind of funny. And then there is lots of messages, as I say, just to kind of basically tell people to trust the government, and don't fight back, and that kind of stuff. And there's a scene that where a lot of this all happens. I also realize that some of the people that are rich are actually that are actually aliens. They're not human beings. That's a whole other thing. And so there's a whole scene in the movie. It's about a 5-minute scene, and there's a link to a YouTube clip in the show notes where you can see this particular scene, and visually it's actually pretty interesting. But I think for me, as somebody who is generally skeptical of most of the stuff that comes out of the mainstream media, the story seems kind of right on to me, because it's a lot of what I see when I see advertising and stuff, is that it's definitely trying to tell me something and trying to get me to think a certain way, and they may not have my best interests at heart. But the story, this particular film didn't actually make a ton of money. And part of it is because, I think it hit a little bit too close to home. But it's also, I don't know, it's kind of a cerebral film in the same way that maybe, say, Idiocracy was. Of course, Idiocracy had a lot of dumb humor in it, but I think there was a important story there, which is that if we continue on the path that we appear to be on, that the world might be a dumber place or something. So, I find this movie, it's worth watching at least once. As I say, it's not the best acting you're going to see or whatever, but it's more the story. And, I never knew about it until very recently. It was only number one for like 2 weeks or something before it rapidly slipped off. And it's just because, I guess, most people, they want to go to be entertained. And I don't know, this was the most entertaining movie. Certainly, not the typical movies of the day, but it was, but it definitely was something to think about. And so definitely worth checking out if you're of that mindset. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.